Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Donald Trump has long claimed that as a former president, he has absolute immunity from prosecution in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on that.
The federal case involves charges that Trump plotted to overturn the 2020 election, leading to the riot at the Capitol. Notre Dame law professor Derek Mueller on what he expects Trump's lawyers to say.
The heart of this is to say that criminal statutes can't be used against the president for his official acts while he was in office.
But Mueller says that argument raises serious questions.
It would be unprecedented to say that some person in the United States is above the law. That is, that the president would somehow be immune from criminal prosecution.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says it boils down to one question.
Do we have a country where somebody who's elected as president can commit a crime and never face the criminal justice system? That's a key issue. And that's what the Supreme Court is being asked to decide.
Well, the outcome could determine whether the former president faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Meantime, Trump's lawyers, in a court filing Wednesday, asked the judge overseeing his Georgia election interference case to dismiss two more counts against him. Well, it looks like the battle over sugary foods is back on in New York City with the health department ordering warning labels. Let's get that story live from our Glenn Schuck.
Yeah, Matt, maybe our listeners haven't heard a lot about this. We have certainly been reporting it. The city council passed this measure last November, Susan, regarding these labels that would be added to any food or drink portion that have more than 50 grams of sugar contributing into that product. That could be, of course, food, or it could be a drink like a soda or something from Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. So what's happened now in these months since the council passed this in November, the health department is finalizing the guidelines about this label. So again, any of those items, 50 grams of sugar or over, I'll give you an example. If you go to McDonald's and get a medium Coke that has 56 grams, they would have to have this label, and the label would read, eating too many added sugars can contribute to diabetes and weight gain. So again, that would be put on all of these products, probably starting around June. We want to also let our listeners know there is going to be a public hearing. The city health department is going to be holding that in May, which we'll get some more information about. But again, it appears this is moving forward. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
Well, not sure those menu items will fly with the new federal nutrition guidelines for school meals.
The USDA originally wanted to reduce sodium levels in school meals by 30%, but the new guidelines require them to be cut by 15% in lunches and 10% in school breakfasts by the 2027-28 school year. Almost 30 million students in the U.S. get lunch each day. Nearly 15 million get breakfast. There's also a focus on added sugars. They cannot be more than 10% of the weekly calorie amounts by the fall of 2027.
That's correspondent Brian Clark. And while a ban was being floated, elementary school cafeterias will be allowed to continue serving chocolate and strawberry milk. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continued at college campuses across the country Wednesday, including at NYU. Video from earlier this week showing NYPD Assistant Chief James McCarthy and several of his officers chased down the street and into a campus building while trying to make an arrest. At Columbia, House Speaker Mike Johnson showed up to show solidarity with Jewish students.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafik to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
Well, Johnson also suggested the National Guard should be brought in. Los Angeles, cops cleared a demonstration at USC.
We're told the protest here didn't have a permit, and it was once those tents went up that you really saw the Department of Public Safety here on USC move in. They weren't able to completely disperse the crowd. Now LAPD has arrived. They have completely surrounded Alumni Park here in the middle of USC's campus.
That's correspondent Josh Haskell. There were also clashes with state troopers and arrests on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin. Meantime, Donald Trump weighed in. He compared the demonstrations to the violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, saying that was, quote, like a peanut by comparison. A student organized walkout at Eastern Regional High School in Camden County has now been postponed. That was scheduled for this Friday, with students planning on gathering at the school's football field to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. NJ.com says students held a meeting with school officials and decided to instead hold a united rally in support of basic human rights that will take place Monday, May 20th.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.